Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalms 34 and 1. You just tune in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, and hit them up on Facebook and let them know that we're on the air live. We want to welcome our listeners to the show, whether by web or by phone. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the service today. And we want to thank all of the new listeners all around the world that is tuning in to Voice of Truth. And we pray to God that you will continue to listen every Sunday at the same time. Amen. To God be the glory. This is a day that the Lord has made, and we ought to rejoice in it. We ought to praise him. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy of all of our praises. Amen. To God be the glory. We ought to give him all the glory. Hallelujah to his precious name, for he is so worthy of all of our praises. Today, the message will come from Exodus, the 12th chapter. Exodus, the 12th chapter. Amen. And I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father, we thank you for another day. We thank you for our strength. We thank you for our health. We thank you for clothing us. We thank you for feeding us. We thank you, Father God, that you took care of us and took care of our families and you kept us from falling. Lord, we thank you for another day that we never seen before. We thank you, Father God, that all our needs were met. We may not have had everything that we wanted, but you have met every need, and that's what you promised us, that you will meet all of our needs. We thank you, God, that you are a promise keeper and that you keep your promise unto the children of God, unto the righteous. So, Lord, we said thank you for keeping your promise unto us, oh God. We thank you for making ways out of no ways. So we thank you, God, that you're able to do a seed and abundant of all that we could ever ask to think. We give you praise, God, and we give you glory, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, that you're able to deliver us from the hands of our enemies. We thank you, God, that you did not let us fall. We thank you for keeping us from falling. We thank you for keeping us from all manner of evil and sickness and disease. Lord, we said thank you. Lord, we just give you praise. We give you honor and we give you glory and we magnify your name, oh God. Father God, we pray that you will heal. We pray that you will deliver. And we pray that you will set free of soul even now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for your glory. Lord, we ask that you will let them see the light. Let there be light in their lives, oh God, that they will turn from sin and come unto you while they still yet have time, while the blood is yet running warm in their veins. God, we just said thank you for it even now, God. We thank you, God, for a soul. We thank you, Father God, for delivering a soul from hell. We give you praise, God, for it, because you are the only way that a soul can be saved. You are the only way to heaven, and we give you praise for it even now, Lord. We thank you, Father, for the blood of Jesus that was shed, God. We thank you, Father God, that he carried the cross of redemption for us. We thank you, God, that he carried that cross that we might have life and have it more abundantly. We thank you that he carried the cross that we wouldn't die in our sins. We thank you that Jesus carried the cross. We thank you for the blood that he shed it on Calvary, Lord. We give you praise and honor and glory for it even now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We say thank you, Lord. We glorify your name and magnify your name, for thou art worthy of all of our praises. God, we say thank you. Lord, we just give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. We ask you to comfort those, oh, Father, they have lost a loved one. We pray for comfort right now, Lord. We pray for peace right now, Lord, within them families where there's turmoil, even now, Lord, where there's confusion, Lord. We pray for peace and comfort. Lord, we ask you to let your peace fall upon the land, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Father God, to save, heal, deliver, set free in your mighty name, even now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to heal those who are sick, oh, God. whatever is coming against them in sickness and disease. We ask you to heal right now, God, for thou art a healer. For you sent forth your word to heal their diseases, oh God. So we thank you even now, Lord, for healing them. We call on Jehovah Rahi right now, and we ask you to heal, Lord. We ask you to touch them right now, God, and heal them for your glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just said thank you. We give you praise and we give you honor. All these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. It is so and it is done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, and amen. To God be the glory. Amen. Exodus, the 12th chapter. And I'm going to begin reading at verse number 30. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all of his servants, and all the Egyptians. And there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. And he called for Moses and Aaron by night and said, rise up and get you forth from among my people, both ye and the children of Israel, and go serve the Lord as ye have said. Also take your flocks and your herds as ye have said, and be gone and bless me also. And the Egyptians were urgent upon the people that they might send them out of the land in haste, for they said, we be all dead men. And the people took their dough before it was leavened, their kennel trough being bound up in their claws upon their shoulders. And the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses, and they borrowed of the Egyptians jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent to them such things as they required, and they spoiled the Egyptians. And the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses, the prophet. And they borrowed of the Egyptians jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Amen. This is the word of God for the people of God. For this season, to God be the glory. Amen. The title of the message today is A Divine Transfer of Wealth. A Divine Transfer of Wealth. Divine Transfer of Wealth. Here, this book here, in the chapter, God here is about to transfer the wealth of the Egyptians to the children of Israel and Moses. Most of you that listen to me know that I love the book of Exodus. I love this book. It's a powerful book of deliverance. It's a book that shows the power of God. It shows his miracles. It shows his deliverance. It is a book that shows the love of God for his people and the things that God did. And I'm going to kind of give you a little up to where we are right now. God had called for Moses to go back into the land. Moses had been in the wilderness for 40 years, and God had chosen and called Moses to be the prophet. He would be the prophet that would go into the land to bring forth deliverance unto the people of God. The people of God had been in bondage for over 430 years up under Pharaoh and the Egyptians. But now it was the season. It was now the time for the Exodus to begin. And Exodus simply means a mass departure of people. God was getting ready to deliver his people from and under the hands, away from under the hands of Pharaoh, and he sent forth his prophet in the land. Moses was the prophet that God had chosen, and Moses would be the messenger for the people. Moses would go in into the land and to Pharaoh and tell Pharaoh what God had spoken, and that was to let the people go. Of course, if you read the chapter, and I do want to encourage you in your own devotional time to go back and read the entirety of the whole book of Exodus. It's a very good book. I love this book. When I began to preach the gospel for Jesus, this was one of the books that I preached out all the time. My apostle said, "You, I always preach it out of Exodus," but I love the book because I know God as a deliverer. And so God is about to deliver his people, and he's not. And when he's getting ready to do it, he's bringing his people out, but he ain't bringing them out empty-handed. So as the word tells us, God performed many miracles, some calls and plagues in the land before Pharaoh would even let the people go. And then the final plague, which where he God touched every house was touched. There was a firstborn that died in every house of the Egyptians and of Pharaoh, but it didn't touch the people down in Goshen. It didn't touch the children of God. And God now had performed this miracle, and now Pharaoh was ready to let the people go, that he called for the prophet. You know, in our lives, we need a prophet. And I don't really know what happened. Well, today, maybe because of religion and tradition, that we feel that we don't need prophets anymore. We feel that we don't have prophets that can see. We don't have prophets that can hear. We don't have any true prophets. The only thing we can talk about is false prophets. But God has true prophets that he will send into the land that will be a messenger for him and will bring forth the next message and the instruction for the people of God. And Moses was that prophet, and he was a very powerful prophet of God. And God used him as the deliverer of the people of God that had been under bondage for so many years. But we need a prophet in our lives. If we don't have a prophet in our lives, we can't hear from God. You know, some say that, you know, I know God for myself, but there's no prosperity in just God alone. You must have a prophet. You must be a prophet in God for you to prosper, you know, because the word of God tells us that we must believe in God and we must believe in his prophet that we may be established and prosper. Well, you got to have a prophet. Now, the children of Israel was in bondage for 430 years. God sent forth a prophet. So when the prophet went through and everything happened, the people of delivered. They're getting ready to get out of the land of Egypt. They're getting ready to come out of bondage, but they're not coming out empty-handed. God is going to allow them to have everything that they need, and it's going to come from their enemies. It's going to come from that taskmaster. It's going to come from those little leaders that were under Pharaoh, you know. And here were the righteous people of God in their land of bondage. They were in a land of bondage, and they were working for wicked taskmasters. They were the righteous, but somehow they were working for the wicked. Now God is about to turn the thing around. It was about to be a divine transfer of wealth to the hands of the children of God. Because, you know, I believe that when they were in the land of Egypt and they had been there so long, they were working for Pharaoh and his little leaders that he had that was overseeing them. I believe that even though they were working at whatever little money that they were paying them, they were turning around, and they were, even though whatever the people of God needed, they had to buy back from the enemy. They had all the money. Pharaoh had all the money. He had all the gold. He had all the silver. He had the fine raiment. He had the fine clothing. I don't know why we think we're supposed to have no fine clothing. But they had it. And so here now God was finna do the divine transfer of wealth to the people of God. So when he brought them out of the land of bondage, see, they were in the land of bondage. Now, these were the people of God. You got to look because it's really deep. it's really, really deep. Because they loved God, they believed in God, but yet they were still in bondage. Not in a bondage and sin spiritually, I don't believe, but I believe in the spirits of the earthly realm, they were. Because they were working under the wicked. They were working under those people that didn't believe in God. They were working for people who were not righteous. They were unholy. They were unrighteous. But these were righteous people of God, but yet they were still bound. They were still in bondage. And it was time for them to come out of bondage. That's why God sent forth a prophet. Whenever God sends forth a prophet in your life, don't reject the prophet. Because that prophet will bring deliverance in your life if you will listen and follow instruction. Now, when we look at the word of God, the Bible says that Pharaoh told Moses and Aaron, in other words, I'm paraphrasing, get y'all stuff and get up out of here. Whatever you don't ask for, get it and go. Go serve your God. See, because Moses had already asked him, where he going empty-handed? You got to read the story. Because Moses said, we ain't going empty-handed. We going with our cattle. We going with our children. We going with our wives. We going with our flocks. We taking everything with us. We ain't going empty-handed. God don't mean for you to come out of bondage empty-handed. You coming out with something. It's about to be a divine transfer of wealth to the righteous. Because as sure as I speak it, it's come to pass. Moses, when he went before Pharaoh, he told Pharaoh to let him go. Let God's people go. And when we go, we taking all our stuff with us. We ain't leaving nothing behind. Now, in order for you to get the divine transfer of wealth, you must be a child of God. You must be living righteous. The children of God was about to come out of bondage. God was about to take them to the promised land that he had promised them. And he wasn't going to send them broke. We don't send them broke. God, our God is not broke. He's not a broke God. He was transferring the wealth of the Egyptian, the wealth of the wicked, unto the righteous here. Because the Bible says, the riches and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the righteous. God was going to do a divine transfer of wealth unto his people. That's why Pharaoh told him, go ahead and get whatever you said. Get your herd. Get whatever. Get out. But then Moses also took a message unto the people because he was the prophet of God. So he took them a message. He had instruction. He was told them, now, time for you to go and ask. Now, when God does a divine transfer of wealth, that means you got to do something. Moses told the people that you need to go to your Egyptian. Go to the Egyptian. I want you to go to Pharaoh's house. I want you to go to the Egyptian. They were their enemy now. But Moses said, I want you to go. And I want you to go. And he said, what? I want you to borrow. I want you to borrow. What the word say? He said, and the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses. Moses was a prophet. You got to do what the prophet said to do. In order for you to prosper, in order for you to get the divine transfer of wealth, you must do what the prophet said if you got one in your life. Now, I believe that all children of God has a prophet in their life. Somewhere there's a prophet. God will send a prophet in your life that can speak life unto your life. That can speak it because you can't get it with this God alone. You got to have a prophet. What happened to the prophet in the church house? What happened to it? We got pastors. We believe that a church ought to have a pastor. But we don't believe that prophets do exist. Just as in the days of Moses, God had true prophet in the land. Now, there are many false prophets. That's where there's false preachers and evangelists and teachers, laborers and deacons, ushers and all of that. But God still has prophets in the land. All through the Bible, the prophets were in the land, God was sent for a prophet to bring forth deliverance. He would bring forth messages unto the people by who? The prophet. The prophet of God. The message of God. The mouthpiece of God. So that the people would know this is the season that we're in. So we need to get ready, the righteous, the children of God, for a divine transfer of wealth. And it's not going to be hard for you if you follow the instruction. See, the children of God follow the instruction. They went and borrowed what? Silver, gold, ram that needs clothing. So when they got ready to go out of the land, see, God is about to do a mass departure all over the land of his children that are in bondage. You know, some of us are bound in our finances. No matter how we try to get out of it, it looks like something always coming trying to take your money. It's always something. But God is getting ready to do a divine transfer of wealth into the hand of the children of God all over the nation. Now, don't miss it because you want to be stuck in a place where you don't want to let go of the old. You don't receive the word of God. You don't believe in the prophet, and you must believe in the prophet. You got to believe the word of God, and you got to believe what it says, because God never intended for his children to be lacking in anything. For the righteous working for the ungodly. Why? But you see it all over the land. If you look around you, you'll see it all over the land. Well, the righteous are working for the wicked, and they got all the wealth. Something wrong with this? Well, the Bible tells us that our God did in the day of Moses did a divine transfer of wealth. They didn't have to fight for it. They didn't have to go in there and take it. The Bible says that they gave it to him. All they had to do was ask. Now, God is saying in the word of God here, if God did it then for the children of God, he brought them out of bondage. And when they were in the place where all these plagues and different stuff were going on, it didn't come near the children of God. It only happened in the land of the Egyptians because they were the enemy of God. Now, and Moses was sent. You have to realize that God sends forth prophets in your life that you can prosper, so that you can be established, so you can get the things that God has promised. You have to have a prophet. And Moses was that prophet. And he was a powerful prophet. He was so powerful that they compared him to Jesus. And Moses said, the prophet's going to come. They're going to be like me. It's in the word. Go find it. It's in the word. Google it. You'll find it. It's in the word. He was just that powerful a prophet. But they had to follow instructions. And many times, we don't want to follow instructions. Now, God is going to require us to go ask. He's going to call us to go borrow. Now, those that got profit in your life, when God tells you in the instruction, you can confirm it with the prophet. If you got one in your life, confirm it with your leader. And if they are where they need to be with God, they're going to tell you yes, and they're going to tell you no if they're not named what God's saying. But God, when he sent Moses unto the people, he gave them instructions on everything to do. He told them how and when to tie the blood and how to do the blood. He told them now it's time for us to get up out of here, and we ain't going empty handed. God had already told Moses to tell Pharaoh they ain't going empty handed. They're going with all their stuff. You ain't leaving your stuff wherever you are right now. You're not leaving it. It's going with you. You're going to go with some of their stuff. And you leave it. And they can't keep you there. One thing about it, when you're time for your deliverance, you are going and coming out of that place. I don't care how long you've been there. They have been in bondage for 430 years. And they yet believe God for a deliverer. And God sent for Moses the prophet. He was a bad prophet. He didn't play. Whatever he said came to pass. When it came off his tongue, it came to pass. A true prophet. when God speak a word off of their tongue, it is surely to come to pass if God said it. If God said it now, I can tell you now. You can tell me. I was up to listen to this prophet one time. And the prophet made a statement that thing had not came to pass to this day. A lying prophet. Lying wonder was a lying prophet. It wasn't none of God. See, when a prophet, true prophet, come into your life, there will be change in your life. If it is a prophet of God, you will be established. You will prosper under a true prophet of God. But you must believe. You got to believe in the prophet. You know, that's why Jesus said in the word of God, he couldn't really do in the miracles and the things that he really wanted to do in his hometown because they didn't believe in the prophet. He was a prophet. Jesus was all that. He was all of that. But they didn't believe. You must believe in God, believe in the prophet, and you must follow instruction to get it. The divine transfer of wealth is coming to the believer all over the nation. This is the year and the season for it. It's coming forth. You can get ready for it. You can get ready for the divine transfer of wealth, and that's to the righteous. That's to the children of God. And he's going to tell you what to do and how you need to do, and he's going to put people in your path so you can get what you need. All you have to do is ask. That's what the word of God said. Remember the Elijah that said, the word of God said. Well, you said, well, you ain't no prophet. You ain't got prophet on your name. Well, let me tell you, the word of God is true prophecy. Sure enough, I don't have prophet on my name, but I sure can read the word of God. That's true prophecy. I ain't got to have a prophet to tell me what the word says if I read it and go and give me revelation. If he give me revelation of this word, this is true prophecy. I don't have to be a prophet to prophesy. If you don't believe it and you don't want to receive it, then hang up the phone because you don't have to listen. Hang the phone up because I have to preach what God has given unto me. He has given this word that there will be a divine transfer of wealth to the body of Christ like never before. And in order for the body of Christ to receive it, they must believe it. Believe in God's word. You don't have to believe in me. Believe the word of God because it's right here. Ask him. He'll give you revelation just like he gave me. Maybe you haven't heard it preached this way before. Because we really do. A lot of people really do love prosperity messages. But God can do just what he said he can do in his word. And God don't necessarily have to speak to us through a prophet now. If he spoke through a donkey, through me or anybody else you want to speak through. Because some of the people that God is going to use to give you this wealth will not be righteous. The Egyptian was not righteous. They didn't serve God. They didn't even know God. They serve a Baal, a golden image. They serve everything but God. But God took the wealth of Pharaoh and of the Egyptians, and he put it in the hands of the children of God, the righteous. He put it in their hands, and only God can do that. And they didn't have to fight for it. They didn't have to fear for it. Matter of fact, when it says spoil them, that means they stripped them of everything that they had. Everything that they had. When they left, they had everything that they had. Because they were in the journey into the new land. They were about to go to new land. They were about to go to a new life. They were about to taste of the new wine. They had been in bondage enough. God says enough is enough of that stuff. Time for the body of Christ to be where they ought to be. We're supposed to be there in the first place. They were supposed to be there in the first place. They believed it. And now it was time for them to get it. And God made it so they can get it. So whatever, don't look at your circumstances. Don't look at your credit. Don't look at what you got in the bank. Whatever God tells you to go as your Pharaoh, whatever he tells you to go as your Egyptian leader, whoever that person is, whoever they are, you ask them because they're going to give it to you. Don't worry about that. It was a divine transfer of wealth. How did they get it? They gave it to them. Let's read it. Lord, help us, Jesus. And the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses, the prophet. And they borrowed of the Egyptians jewels of silver and jewels of gold and ram. And God gave them favor in the sight of the Egyptians. That's how you going to get it. Fine. Transfer it. What is going to happen? They're going to give it to you. Because God is going to show you favor in the sight of your enemy. Get ready for it. Be prepared for it. Get ready for it. Get ready for the new life. Get ready for it because it is surely to happen. It's in the word of God. It didn't matter about them being in that. It was time for them to come out. God brought them all out. They all came out. But they did come out empty-handed. Because when God is trying to take you, you're going to need to have everything that you need. He ain't sending you out empty-handed. He's not bringing you out of your place of bondage. He's not bringing you out away from under your Pharaoh, your hard taskmaster. You know, many people are working up on a taskmaster, don't want to give the people nothing. And they're working them, and they're working them, and they're working them, and they're taking, just like in the day it was in the day of the Egyptians. God says, time out for that. He's about to do a divine transfer of wealth to the righteous, the people of God. It's about to happen. But we got to believe the word of God. That's why the word of God tells us, believe in God. Believe in what it said. You can't see. I can't see. We can't see it. That's why he tells us to live by faith. Because what he's going to do is going to require us to have faith. If we're going to have faith and our faith is so weak, you're going to miss it. If you're waiting for God to give you a sign, you're going to miss it. You're going to have to walk by faith. You're going to have to believe God. Whatever God is telling you to do to receive this wealth, whatever it is, and see, they didn't just receive money. They said they received clothing, and they got all the cattle. They got all that stuff. They leave nothing there. They got everything. They got all of their cattle. They got all of their herd. They got all. They had their dough and all the stuff. I mean, they had food. They had everything that they needed because they were getting ready to go into the promised land. And they had to travel, they had to get there. So God wants you to have everything that you need. So when you come out of this place of bondage, when you come out from under these taskmasters, you will have what you need. You won't be coming over into this new land and into this new life struggling. God ain't calling this a struggle. The struggle is over. It's over. Believe the word of God. Hear the word of the Lord. God is getting ready to do a divine transfer of wealth. Get that in the spirit. God is getting ready to do a divine transfer of wealth unto the righteous all over the land. If you're living right tonight, we ain't talking about somebody been doing right on Sunday. Don't count. Lord, help us, Peter. See, you miss out when you're playing church. It's not God. He's saying to the righteous, the people that every day who are sold out to God, those who are living righteous and holy before God, those who've been tithing, those who have been giving offerings and keeping up the ministries of God and doing the things that God said, you won't get this divine transfer of wealth if you're not righteous. The people that received it in here were children of God. You got to be a child of God. You got to be a child of God. You got to be a God. Jesus got to be your Lord. He's got to be your Lord. See, this right here, I tell you, when God gave me this, and I said, Lord, how you going to do it? He said, they're going to give it to you. He said, they're going to give it to you. They're going to give it to you. Now, if you're too lazy to get up off of your bottom and do what God tells you to do, you're going to miss it. He's going to tell you to go to a particular place to certain people, and these people are going to help you get this divine transfer of wealth. And I pray right now that God will direct your path, that you will receive the word of God so that you can receive what God has for you, that he will direct your path and to the people and the places that you need to go to receive the divine transfer of wealth. He's going to do a lot of things. He's going to do a lot of things. You know, he's going to move people out of jobs. If your job is out in first place, in other words, they were holding it for you. They're going to move out of them jobs. They don't even know why they're moving out of the job. They're going to give them to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. He's going to move out of the way. You see how he did that, didn't you? They gave it to him. You don't want to run on in there. But you got to follow instructions. If you don't believe to continue, you go back and read the book of Exodus and read chapter 12 and say, Lord, give me the revelation that you gave to Minister Elaine. Give me that revelation that I can see what you're talking about. Because you got to have faith to do it, because everything that we do as the church of God now, we have to do it by faith. Everything we do for God, we got to do it by faith. We can't do it by what we see, because if we do it by what we see, we won't get the divine transfer of wealth. If we look at some of us, if we look at our credit and it's messed up from the flow up, we ain't going to get nothing. If we look at our credit, we're going to say, oh, no, they ain't going to give me nothing. They ain't gonna give me nothing. My credit, I ain't got no. My credit score 350. My credit score 550. I don't file bankruptcy. I'm behind in the bill. He ain't saying it. If you look at it that way and don't look, if you don't live by faith, what God has told us to do, he has said, live by faith and not by sight. Believe in me. And believe in the prophet of God, whoever your prophet is, not believe in that prophet, so that you can prosper, so you can receive the divine wealth transfer. God loves his people. God says, time out for us to be struggling. It's time out. And so he's going to tell us, and he's going to tell us what to do through the prophet. Got to listen. Listen. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Because God is about to take us into our rightful places. And when we get in those places, because of the divine transfer of wealth, we won't go into the places broke. We won't go in the places wondering how we're going to do something, because we're going to have everything that we need. Whatever God is telling you to do, please do it, so you won't miss it. Do it. Follow instruction and do it. And he's going to speak to you, and he's going to tell you what you need to do. He's going to tell you exactly what you need to do to get whatever he's trying to get to you in this transfer and in this season. So we got to be ready for it. You got to be ready for it. Get excited about it. I'm telling you, I was so excited about it. And that's why I asked, and I said, Lord, I said, how you going to do it? How you going to get it to it? He said, they're going to give it to you. Now, isn't that something? Look at the power of God. They're just going to give it to you. They're going to give it to you. Can you imagine the Egyptians giving their stuff to the people that they had in bondage and enslaved for 430 years and didn't ask no questions and then argue and fuss with them? Because we know they couldn't have. We know that they couldn't, because the Bible said they spoiled them. So that means they stripped them of everything they had. That means they cleaned them out. They left them with nothing. And then, you know, as you continue to read the book of Exodus, you know, even though when they came out of the land of Egypt and bondage, and the children of God is coming out, that's a given. It's going to happen. It's going to happen, and nothing can stop it. It was time for the children of Israel to come out of bondage. It was time for the Exodus had begun, and it was time when Moses stepped in the land, the Exodus had begun. It was time for them to come out. They were coming out, and they weren't coming out empty-handed. And so when we look at the story of Moses, the prophet, and we look at the children of Israel, we see how God had brought them out and how he gave them everything that they needed, such things as was required. They needed everything that God had given unto them, the stuff that God had given them. Well, they have went away. They were working for it. They just didn't have it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to help me praise the name of the Lord. See, somebody ought to praise God right there. Right there. You ought to pray for the divine transfer of wealth. You just go ask. Whatever it is, just ask. And you got to go in believing. Don't let doubt sit in. When God tell you a thing, believe it. That's why he said, believe in God. Trust in me. Have faith in me. Live for me, because I am the one, he is the one, that will supply every one of your needs. Get ready, because you're getting ready to come out of that place of bondage. Whatever had you in bondage, whether it was your finances, your job, whatever it was, bound in your finances. You know, you can't do too much when you're bound in your finances. Ain't much you can do. But God is getting ready. But don't get stuck on money, because everything is not about the money. It's not always about the same thing. So God is getting ready to do a divine transfer of wealth to the children of God all through the nation and all through the land. And you got to be ready to receive what he's telling you to do. And if you have that little doubt or whatever, talk to your leader. Talk to your prophet if you have a prophet in your life, whatever prophet you are following, true prophet of God that you are following, so that you won't get all out there going in the wrong direction. And that's not the way God is calling you to go. So we need to thank God for the divine transfer of wealth that he's about to get ready to do all over the nation for the body of Christ, for his people, that they may be in their rightful position. It was theirs all along, and he's going to give it all back. That's why he said he repays us. He repays us. He gives it back. He turns around for things that the enemy meant for evil. He turns it around. When we stay faithful and do the things that, and live righteous and holy before God, God takes care of us. And he makes sure we meet, he meets all of our needs. But we must believe. We have to believe in God. We have to believe in the miracles of God. We have to believe. We have to believe that God is doing a divine transfer of wealth unto us, his people. And we must get ready for it, because it's surely to happen. And you got to be ready. Got to be ready for it. Get ready for it. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Get ready for it. Be ready to do what he's going to tell you to do. And he's going to tell you just what to do. And don't be stuck in that mindset, especially, you know, if God's telling you what he's telling you to do, money, whatever it is, whether it's clothing or whatever, don't be stuck. That's not me. That's not how I do it. I don't want to do it that way. You're not doing it the world's way. God is trying to change you so he can get you into your rightful place. And so you have to receive what God is saying and follow the instructions of God so that you can get what he said. If he told Moses there to tell the people to give them silver jewelry and gold jewelry and raiment, which is clothing, he's going to tell you what to ask for. He's going to tell you what to borrow. And then he's going to wipe out the debt. Glory to God. What an awesome God that we serve. He has so much power in his own hand. We got to believe the word of God. And I want to encourage you to go back and read the entirety of the book so that you can see how God and what he did for the Egyptians. He stripped them of everything that they had, and he gave it to the children and everything that they owned. God gave it unto them. And you know, the Bible tells us in Exodus, and I think it's chapter 14. It says that Israel saw the great works which the Lord did upon the Egyptians. They saw what God had done. You know, they had received the divine transfer of wealth. Then they saw God open up the Red Sea. They saw God destroy the enemies before their face. So they didn't have to worry about the enemy coming back and getting it because they weren't no more. Glory to God. They wasn't anymore. And so it tells us that the people feared God and believed in God and believed in his servant Moses, the prophet. So we must believe in God and we must believe in the prophet. We must follow instruction for us to receive what God is saying. And there shall be a divine transfer of wealth to the children of God, just like it was in that day. So we must believe, we must have faith to receive it, amen. To God be the glory. I don't know about you, but I'm excited about it. I'm excited about it because God is getting ready to take us into our promised land. We're getting ready to live the new life. We're getting ready to go into new lands. We're getting ready to taste and see how good the Lord is. We're getting ready to taste the goodness and the sweetness of the wine. We're getting ready to taste the new wine. We're getting ready. We're getting ready. He getting us ready. We ain't gonna go into the new land like we. We might have been in Egypt for a mighty long time. We might have been in Egypt just like being like bondage, but we ain't gonna be there no more. And we're going out with all our stuff. Praise God for his word. Amen. We do hope and pray that something was said today to help you on your Christian journey. We believe God and what he says in the word. The word of God is true prophecy. So read the word of God. This is prophecy. If you ain't got, a prophet, you might read the word. That's the prophet right here. The word of God is true prophecy. So read the word of God. And if you ask God, say, well, Lord, I didn't understand what that lady was talking about. I didn't understand what she was talking about. Get down and read it. Spend a little time with it. Have a little talk with Jesus. It'll make everything all right. You have a little talk with him. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. Praise God. And for those who don't know Jesus, if you don't know him as your Lord and Savior, if you would give your life to Christ today, you know, give your life to Christ today because there's so many benefits when you are a child of God. There is so many things that the righteous receive. God is always with them. He always supplies every need. They never have to be alone because God is always with them. No matter what they're going through in life, God is always with them. So I want to encourage you today, if you are not saved, to give your life to Christ today, to serve the Lord. Choose the day who you're going to serve. Serve the Lord so that you can receive the benefits, the divine transfer of wealth, and that you'll be able to have the new life and go into the promised land, that you'll be able to taste of the new wine. Not that old bitter worldly wine, but taste the sweet wine. Not that old bitter tasting wine, but tasting the things of God and tasting how good it is and living by faith in God. So if you don't know him today, I want to give you the open invitation to give your life to Christ today. If you have not accepted him as your Lord and Savior, ask him to come into your heart and be your Lord and Savior. If you have said this prayer with me, Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sins. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. If you said this prayer and you honestly do repent of your sin, be saved and change your life today, I want to encourage you to follow Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Without Walls Worldwide Ministries, Prophetic Corner Ministries and Faith Come By Hearing Ministries. We are Bible-believing churches without walls, spreading and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the world. We want to encourage you to get your Bible and begin to read it and develop your relationship with God. Amen. So if you have given your life to Christ today, we believe that if you said this prayer, that you are saved. And so if you give your life to Christ today, if you could just inbox me on Facebook, Elaine Jackson, or Voice of Truth, and let me know that you have given your life to Christ today. Amen. We thank God for every soul that is saved, amen, every life that is changed. So we thank God for that. And if you have done that, if you can just inbox me, I will get you in contact with my leaders, and we'll come together and we will pray with you and help you on your Christian journey of faith with the Lord. Amen. And we want to welcome you to the body of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. We just thank God for his holy word. VOT announcement. We do hope and pray that you tune in today at 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Prophetic Corner Ministry with your radio host, Prophetess Martha Williams. She is the first hour of the Hour Power. We're called the Hour Power. Each one of us do an hour every Sunday. She does from 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And Voice of Truth is from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we want to encourage you to follow Prophet Martha on Facebook, Martha Williams. And we want to encourage you to go like a Prophetic Corner page. You also have that on Facebook. So if you could go there and like her page there and follow her there and follow her on Facebook, amen. If you want to get connected to her, just inbox her on Facebook there. And you can also follow her on Blog Talk Radio. You can follow all of the ministries that I announced earlier on blogtalkradio.com. If you put in their name, Prophetic Corner, Without Walls Worldwide Ministries, Faith Come By Hearing Ministries, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, you can follow all of us on Blog Talk Radio. And when you follow Faith Come By Hearing Ministry, it's under the umbrella of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. So all her elders' messages will be up on the Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. Not Faith Come By Hearing, but Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. So you can listen to her there. If you miss her live show, you can listen to it there in the archives. And One Word from the Lord is also up on the Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. So you won't be trying to find it. You'll find it on the Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. Faith Come By Hearing Ministry and One Word from the Lord with all their shows is up under Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. So you should be able to follow them there. On Tuesday night, we have One Word from the Lord with Pastor and an Apostle Ryle at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You want to be a part of that, a powerful show, a powerful message. I want to encourage you to go back and listen to the message that they did last week, a powerful message from the Lord. We want to encourage you to follow them as well. They both have Facebook pages, Pastor Joseph Ryle, Apostle Yvonne Ryle. You can inbox them there if you have any questions, how you can follow the ministry, how you can sow into the ministry, any question that you have, if you need leaders, if you need mentors, if you need coaching, just inbox Pastor Joseph Ryle on Facebook or Apostle Yvonne Ryle on Facebook. And I think she has a Yvonne Ryle as well, so you can get in contact her by inboxing her on either one of those. Then on Saturdays, we have Faith Come By Hearing Ministries at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want to encourage you to follow that ministry. It's live on Block Talk Radio. So we want to encourage you to follow Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. She also has a Facebook page. We encourage you to connect with her there on Facebook. And if, as I said earlier, you can follow Faith Come by Hearing Ministries on the Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. All her shows will be there. So we want to encourage you to get connected and stay connected to these ministries without walls. Amen. We want to encourage you also to become what I call a wild partner with Without Walls Worldwide Ministry to help spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel is free, but to spread the word is not free. We're on Block Talk Radio. We pay to be on Block Talk Radio. There's a fee that you have to pay. Whatever you're doing in ministry, they're paying for it, whether they're on television, whatever they're doing, it's a cost. Even if they're out and about on the highways and byways, it's still a cost. You know, we do online radio, so we have to have a phone. We have to have a computer. We have to pay whatever charge that we have to pay to be on Block Talk Radio. So spreading the gospel is not free. You do have to pay for it. So we want to encourage you to become a partner and begin to sow into these ministries of God to help us spread the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the world. And if you would like to become a partner, a wild partner, as I call it, if you would just inbox me and I will tell you how you can go about doing that. And when you become a wild partner, you automatically are placed on our prayer list. And we pray for you. We lift you up to God in prayer. And not only that, you will receive other things that will give you, encourage you all during the week. There's something on Monday. There's something on Tuesday. There's something on Wednesday. There's something on Saturday. There's something on Sunday. So there's something for you. There will ministries with you in mind. And we'll ministries wherever you are, wherever you live, wherever you go, we are there. Because we're outside of the wall. We're outside of the wall. Remember, Jesus' ministry was outside of the wall. It was never in the church. And you won't find it in the church. You won't find it in the Bible because it wasn't. He went into the synagogue, but he was outside. He did his ministry outside the wall. So all of these ministries are under the leadership of apostles, or ministries without walls, spreading the gospel to the nation all over the world. Million of people are listening all over the world. So we want to encourage you to become a wild partner. And there are many perks if you decide that you want to do that. As I said earlier, you just inbox me and I will tell you how to do it. And as always, if you need prayer, please inbox me your prayer request to me on Facebook, Elaine Jackson, Facebook, Voice of Truth, or you can submit it on my webpage at votwm.yodelsite.com, and you can submit your prayer request there. Amen. We want to encourage you again to follow, connect, and stay connected to these ministries without walls. We are wherever you are, wherever you live, and wherever you go, we are there. If you miss a live show, all shows on Block Talk Radio are pre-recorded, so you can always receive the word of God. And as always, if these ministries have blessed you, as I know they have, we want to encourage you to sow a seed of faith and expect a harvest. I know God has been standing, but you have not sown the seed in one of these ministries. He didn't say which one. He didn't tell me how much to tell you to give. He tells you how much to give, but you yet still not have done it. And he's trying to get something to you. Pastor will say, he ain't trying to take nothing from you. He's trying to get something to you. So receive the word and sow a seed into one of the ministries that you are listening to faithfully every time it come on. You're receiving the word, receiving the deliverance and all of that. Amen. We got to get out of here. We do hope and pray that you will tune in next week at the same time. God loves you, and we love you too here at Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. We pray that you will have a blessed week, and we're going to now do that benediction because we got to get out of here. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. Amen. Have a blessed week. We love you. Have a great day and a great night. Bye-bye.